Welcome to another episode of the AMP Mentoring Minute podcast. I'm excited today to share with you one of our flagship resources, a resource that has been used by over 10,000 Albertans, the new and revised online mentor training. Now, this is a fantastic resource that is used in many ways by schools and agencies across Alberta as training, as orientation, as a screening tool, and much more. So we would encourage you to check it out. Visit albertamentors.ca and click on training. Today on the podcast, we have two fantastic guests. We have Jody McKay, who's with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Calgary and Area, who's going to share how, from an agency perspective, the training is a valuable tool. We've also got with us AMP's tech administrator, Corey Dodge, who's going to share with you about the nuts and bolts on how to get started on actually using the training for your school and agency. We're very proud of it. It's digitally accessible. You can follow along. While you're listening to this podcast, you can go ahead and start doing the training on your computer or your tablet or your Android or any other tool. So we're very, very proud, and we hope that you can share this resource with other members of your community who work with youth, school teachers, and other interested citizens.
Just to start, the Alberta Mentoring Partnership, and as Michael stated, you know, it's exciting to hear that since the inception of the training in 2011, we've had over 10,000 individuals trained around the importance and the impact that mentoring can have, whether it's in a community or school setting. So that's exciting news. And part of the process of when we looked, and as you can imagine, that was 7 years ago, and that process of building that online mentor training started far before 2011. We've evolved. The mentoring research has evolved. We as AMP, we have been hearing from schools and community agencies who are offering mentoring. What are the needs? What are we seeing shift in the needs that our mentors have? And so from that idea, we started to say, okay, it's time. It's time that we start to look at how do we update this training so that it's timely, meaningful, and relevant for where we are in mentoring in Alberta. And as you said, Michael, across Canada and the world, as we know, there are people in other countries also utilizing the training. So when we started to look at what could we start to update? So Corey has showing you here what it'll look like when you start to look at the online orientation for mentors. So if we can go to the next slide, one of the questions that I was asked to speak about, that's a little bit about the behind scenes. Why do we even have that training? And is this just the beginning? And when I was talking with Michael and Corey, and it is, this online training, again, speaks to the research, the relevance, the impact, and some of the questions that mentors have. But we also want people to know that this online training can be just the beginning of training for an agency we see here, or if you're in a school setting. I'm right now, yes, have been a principal for about 20 years and now went into government, into not-for-profit. And this training, what gets me very excited about it is the opportunity we have to use it in the various settings. And as we've updated it, that has always been the forefront of, you'll get to see why this training has evolved and includes what we have now. Again, this training, why we use it, you'll see a lot of different utilizations of the training, and we'll get into that in a little bit. What are the different ways we can use it and in what contexts? So we'll go into right now in depth into what is actually in the new training. So the next slide talks about, we broke it down into four parts. You'll see there's a screenshot, so you're getting a sense of what the new training looks like, and I know Corey will dive into that. So really, module one talks about that introduction or orientation, and then we get into module two, the importance of mentoring. And again, that speaks to the impact that mentoring has. Module three will talk about how do we start to build a positive developmental relationship as a mentor, and start to talk about some of those skills that we know we can utilize through training. And then the fourth module is really, what does the role of the mentor look like? Whether you're a big brother or big sister in an agency like ours, or you're a teen mentor who's working in Swan Hills School and you're a high school teen mentor who is mentoring an elementary person. So we really kept in mind those different contexts in which the training could be used. So you see on the left side, in the training, we really want to learn about the importance of mentoring, the different types of mentoring, because it can take many different avenues. It can be in school, it can be out in the community, it can be teen mentoring, adults mentoring, peer mentoring. It can take very different, it can look very different. Also, why mentoring has become such an important part of supporting children, youth, and the young people in our province. And we see the many forms there. We also wanted to make sure that the training really does a good job of introducing the unique dynamics of building a mentoring relationship. As we all know, every relationship is different and has different dynamics. And we really wanted to focus in on that with this new updated training. It was very important that we learn about the role of the mentor. And we get a lot of questions, and we hear this from the different partner agencies. Well, what are kind of activities? And I know we have a really great, exciting news to talk about. Michael will talk about that at the end. That lead to what are activities and what are meaningful, purposeful activities that may help us build executive functioning in our littles and our mentees? What helps us if our mentees, they're anxious? What are some of those activities and developmentally appropriate? So we talk a bit about that and have some really good support resources coming up to help. And finally, we really wanted to include, understand what's expected of you as a mentor. And we say program staff, and that's if you're working with staff in a school and an agency and whatever program, what are expectations and what does that support look like for you as a mentor? We really wanted people to know you're not out there on your own. There are a lot of supports around. So those are really those four really high areas that we really wanted to focus in on in the training. So moving forward, thanks, Corey. Why is the new online orientation for mentors crucial? And, you know, when we've talked about this, and we'll talk a bit about the whole process of how we developed, and there were numerous people, schools, agencies involved, mentors, as we started to develop this. So we wanted to ask you, why for you, the attendees, if you could pop it in the chat box, why is this important to you? Why are you here today? Because we looked at about 41% said, we haven't been using it. 48% were thinking about it. Why is this important to you to have online training for your mentors?
And as you type in your reasons in the chat box, we'll read them out.
Thank you, Michael.
One person said liability, which is, I guess they probably were on our last webinar where we talked with Doug Tweddle about insurance. We also have always trying to discover new tools to revamp training and see best practices to engage mentees. We also have a Big Brothers agency trying to evaluate if the training is in compliance with current standards. Another person said looking for additional resources to gain knowledge about the role of mentors, support the training they already do. Another said, convenience. Another said, looking at it as a leadership development program. Another said it just helps prepare their mentors for what's ahead. Making training accessible, initial and ongoing training. Yeah, a lot of looking at resources for older youth. There's some really good pieces in here as well. Somebody identified that this is very helpful for teachers who are trying to think about if a mentoring program is right for their school. And somebody mentioned the credits as well. So yeah, lots of great reasons here.
Good. So you didn't need me. Thank you everybody for answering. And it goes from all the way from risk mitigation. And when we talk about risk or liability, we also want the mentors. When we have mentors come and they want to give, time and support a young person, we want it to be the best experience for them. And that support for the mentors can be at the front end, during their mentoring, near the end. So I like that. It's that risk mitigation, and we want that best experience. We want mentors to be put in the best possible situation for that relationship to be successful. So just off of that comment, I think that's important around that risk and understanding about what that mentoring relationship will look like. From the person from Big Brothers Big Sisters as well, looking at does it align with compliance with our national standards and our strong from the start training. there are pieces in here that we were very intentional. We know it aligns. It may not align with all, but just so some of you know, in Calgary, we're looking at, we're revamping and updating even our own training here. We do a two-part, we call it pre-match training. Some of you are using this online orientation, so you're using it as training prior to that mentor being put together with a young person. Some of you spoke about how you're using the training while they're matched at the very beginning, and some people use it for a refresher. I was talking to someone just the other day saying, you know, we've been through the training. We actually want to have, here's a refresher. Here's thinking about, as you talk about boundaries, activities. So it's kind of across that gamut. And that's why, you know, the knowledge and support of our mentors never ends. So you can utilize it in those settings. So thank you all for sharing them. But in terms of compliance with BBBS standards, you will see some. We're aligning our own training with that, but then augmenting the areas that may not align as well. So if you have questions about that, I'm not sure which agency you're with, feel free to email me and we can let you know some of the work we're doing as well. All right, so next slide, how the online orientation for mentors was reviewed. And I've talked a bit about this. We had a lot of people involved. It started to, back in 2011, and then through, we were doing, when I was a provincial coordinator for AMP, we were asked to go out and do training of full groups. We had FCSS staff. We had, as some of you said, teachers. It is a great tool to find out, okay, is mentoring something we do want to bring into our school as a potential intervention to support our young people? This is perfect for that. So we've seen that through the years. We started to work with our colleagues at Alberta Education, and Caroline Gosling, Caroline Missel at that time, really was the lead into getting this going with the AMP leadership team. And how did we start to do that? I was very lucky to be able to work with a contractor and my experience to start doing some of that preliminary work. Once we had the preliminary kind of skeleton and outline of this new online training, we engaged these wonderful people that you see on the slide there from across the province. You see we had Sheila from the school setting who's been using it in their schools. We had Boys and Girls Club, Big Brother. We had people from Alberta Children's Services who were, they touch a lot of different types of mentoring programs. So we had a really good cross-section of this focus group that really came together to finalize that. And you'll see we also had feedback from the Duke of Edinburgh, Northwest Territories, and all the way down in Saskatchewan and Swift Current. So we're really happy we were to touch. From there, Corey, who we all saw, was integral in getting the layout and that done. And I know he'll talk a bit more about that. And then we sent it out and we beta tested, right, Michael and Corey? It was through the summer into September, correct? Where we were testing with people across the province?
That is correct, all the way through until when we officially launched at the start of October.
And the feedback, and some of you on the call may have been part of that. And if you were, we thank you so much because that feedback was, the feedback was positive. We had some really good constructive feedback about even just some of the content, but also just what it would look like. So from there, we really wanted to make sure we highlighted these people and that people understood this was a long process. And I do believe from the time we started, it was close to 2 years, correct? I would say till we launched, year and a half, 2 years. Thanks, Michael, Corey.
Yeah, it's been a journey.
Yeah, it's been a passion project of mine. Just knowing that how much it's been utilized, I thought it, you know, it's timely. So that was the process. But what did we update? So the next slide is going to talk about just kind of what we changed and what we learned. As I stated earlier, what were we hearing from the field? What did we know was new in the field of mentoring research? And from there, you'll see in this online training, we have integrated a lot of the work around the brain science and trauma-informed practice. And what does that look like with the lens of mentoring? And that's been a piece that we've received a lot of real positive feedback. We started to really integrate what the most current research as well. You'll see that embedded throughout the training. AMP really takes that strength-based approach. And I'm not sure if we'll get to that, but if you're looking at for some other strength-based approach materials, there are a lot on the AMP website as well. So we really took that lens and approach about from that strength-based lens and have integrated that in. We really heard and listened to the current needs, as I said, of the mentoring programs across Alberta, not just from a Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but also school lens, other agencies, small programs from a rural setting to an urban setting. So all of that feedback and the needs that were out there were really heard, and we hope and we feel we've done a really great job integrating that. Corey's going to talk a lot about this, but we really heard about digital compatibility. And can I look at it on my phone? Can I look at it on my iPad? How does that work? So we really, because I know some of you spoke, why are you interested in this online? And some of you talked about convenience, and that's what we heard. So I'll leave that to, for Corey to talk a bit more about later. So the next question that I was asked to talk about was, how does our agency, so now we've gone through the process, we've updated it, we've made it compatible. They wanted me to share with you, how does our agency, so how do we, just as an example, at Big Brothers Big Sisters, use the training? Well, we use it as a screening tool, actually, prior to our mentors coming through. And I do believe Edmonton, and they can correct me if I'm wrong, not sure if they've shifted. We use it prior, and we use it to pre-screen. And it's not to screen in or screen mentors out. It's for mentors to get a good feeling, oh, okay, this is what my mentoring experience is going to, could be like. This is the impact that I can make. And we've received some really good feedback from mentors saying, you know, I got an understanding. Yeah, this is what I was thinking it was going, is all about. So we use it pre-screening. Some use it. I know there's agencies, smaller ones across the province, that use it as the pre-training. They are matched. They're going to be put into the program, and then they train them right before they head into a mentoring program. We have had some people just use it as a backgrounder, and someone gave that example of teachers. That's a great example. Just understanding. I've actually... we have a fund development team and business development team, and we have students who come through. We even have practicum students that come through. I offer them this link as well. They get a background or some of the history and some of the impact on mentoring so they can use it. So don't even just think about those people who are in your service or your program departments. Think of it broader, perhaps donors. In a school setting, maybe your principal. Your school boards, your parents, how do they learn a bit more about the mentoring that you're running in your programs in schools? So I think those are important ways that we have utilized it. Does anybody have other examples? I'm just going to open the chat box up. For those of you who are running community, are there other ways you have run or utilized the training?
So if you have community-based examples, just share them in the chat box, how you use the training.
And then we'll, this next, you'll see, we'll get into schools.
Oh, interesting. Some teachers are using it as part of the introduction to the CTS credits. For those of you who don't know what the CTS credits are, Jody can comment on it, but you can also look at albertamentors.ca and see the Career and Technology Studies section under Mentoring in Schools.
Great. So I'll just leave that. If anyone pops up any ideas around how they're using it in community programs, that would be great. The next part was going to be, and Corey had the slide up there about how do schools utilize the mentor training. And that is one example. There are 5 CTS courses available, and they're easy to access through Alberta Education's website or actually through AMP. And there are the 5 credit courses. This online training, and I think there's still some work going on, Michael, around, if I'm correct, I'm not sure, around connecting some of those CTS courses with some of the resources. But if you do the online mentor training, you're probably hitting, I'd say about 75 to 80% of what's in the first CTS credit course becoming a mentor. So this does have some applicable for schools there as well, if you're looking at the CTS. Another great way that schools are using, and I think a great example, is with the teen mentors. And I mentioned that before, so we'll have high school teens mentoring elementary students. And as a principal, my entire career was in K to 12 schools, and I embraced that. I had my high school students right in the same building with my elementary. And so we kept that in mind as we updated the training. This is absolutely user-friendly with teen mentors. We feel it really will resonate with them as well. You can use it one-on-one. We have heard, and I think this is a great opportunity, we have classes who will do the training together as a class. And I think, Corey, you've worked on some resources and kind of a workbook to go with it, where we can actually do the training as a class versus one-on-one, correct?
That's right. We're going to have a kind of a download or a offline online mentor training where you can do it as a class, and where we'd have, if it's a group, you hand out the handouts to answer all the questions that would be asked throughout the training. And then you can present it on a screen or a projector and present it that way. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and that's one thing, that offline online is important, because we really also heard we made the training as interactive as we could. There's activities you do within, there's reflection pieces where when you get throughout the training, you can put your reflective, and at the very end, it'll bring together a little bit of a synopsis about what I've learned through this training and what do I still have questions about. And we did that. It's important from an agency or school, after they go through the training, do they still have questions, and how do we continue again to support those mentors ongoing? So that was built into the training as well. So I think having that option for online, offline is really going to give people that flexibility. And I do believe specifically for the teen mentoring as well. And again, back to teacher development, even for that, as if we're looking at professional learning opportunities. So I'm not sure, did any other ideas of how people have utilized the training pop up, Michael or Corey?
Yeah, we had a couple others. One mentioned that they use it as a confidence builder for their students. Another mentioned that they use it for the CTF challenges, which you could comment on too, Jody. And also somebody commented, teachers have been loving that students can print off their answers and hand in. Great conversation starters for generative assessment.
It is, and that's, I'm so glad to hear that, because that was part of the reason we wanted to build that in. It's that ongoing support. This isn't I'm done my training. It's really about how do we do that. Now, the CTF is for the junior high, and we're really seeing utilization there. Another great resource that AMP has, if you're looking for CTF, even is there was Mental Health Matters, and I'm not sure if we can send that out after, but there are some lesson plans that linked together years ago, and it was work with Alberta Ed through the Mental Health Matters, and it works with grade 8s and grade 5 students, and there's just some really great lesson plans, journals you can use for reflective journaling. So it's another really good resource that's on AMP and the Alberta Ed website that would actually build on this online training.
Jody, we also had a question about, is the orientation available in French, or other mentoring resources, are they available to be in French? And if not, are we open to having it translated?
And I think that's a question for AMP, because as of right now, in terms of, we were going through and doing English, and I'm not sure if that's something that's being looked at, Michael, through AMP or the Mentoring in Schools Committee. Or anyone else?
We will we'll take that to the committee. We know it having it translated well is something we want to take very seriously. We do have other AMP resources that have been translated by our friends at the Department of National Defense. So do look on our site for French resources. But at this time, the orientation is unfortunately only available in English. We would have to evaluate that further, but we appreciate the feedback.
Yeah. And it's a great question, because I know we've even had some requests, depending even in other languages outside of French as well. So I'm glad that would be even considered. Thank you. Well, I'm going to pass it over to you, Corey, now. I think if people, so I've talked a little bit about the process, kind of what we infuse, a little bit about the how, and I'll hand it over to Corey to really start about how do you get started now with this new training.
Thank you, Jody. Yeah, so like Jody said, how do we actually get up and start using this training? We have, as we said earlier, there's two handouts that we included in the webinar in your control panel there. One was the report card that Michael was talking about earlier, and the second one is our Getting Started manual, which basically talks about how do we get up and use this training, whether as a mentor who wants to do the training or as an organization that wants to do the training use it as an organization. So in this manual, if you're a mentoring organization or school, how do you get up and use the training? What makes you able to do it? So what we require is that you first, if you are not already a partner, first become a partner. And the easiest way you can do that is by going to albertamentors.ca/partner. And then when you do that, we will add your organization to the site, and then that will open up things such as being able to track your volunteers and or mentors, whether they've done the training, whether they've started the training. And so you'll be able to know who has done the training on behalf of your organization. Or likewise, if you're a mentor that wants to actually just take the training for your information, you can go to Moodle, moodle.albertamentors.ca. And when you get there, you'll have to create an account. However, if you're not already mentoring as a part of an organization and you just want to do it, you will have to select which organization that you're volunteering for. But in that case, we have an option. It's just other authorized users under the Create Account page, and just select that. And then you'll be able to just do the training. It's open and free for all.
So, Corey, how about becoming a partner? Is there a charge for that? I mean, you're giving away millions and millions and millions of dollars of free resources here. Surely that must cost a fortune.
Oh, it's super expensive. It takes about 5 minutes of your time. So it's a big investment. So it's completely free. You just apply, and then we just review your application and approve it, and you're on board.
And just so you know, we have three types of, we have technically two types of mentoring agencies who are our partners. Number one, we have our builder partners, who are the people who do not offer mentoring themselves, but they support mentoring conceptually. So this would be like our friends at Alberta Education. Then we also have our second category of partners, which is our schools and agencies. So this would be if you're like a community-based mentoring program like the Rotary Club or Big Brothers Big Sisters, or if you're a school-based program like Bazzano Junior High School. You fill out the partner application the same. We'll help you through that. As Corey said, it takes about 5 minutes. And it's really helpful for us in terms of tracking, relationship building, and everything else. And the only thing we ask from you is not a financial contribution, but an in-kind contribution of your time and your talent and supporting us. When we have something like an evaluation for the training, we want to be able to reach out to you and say, how is this working for you? And we want to make sure we get a response. So we're doing all of this work for you. We just ask that you buy into it and help us out when we need evaluations or further help mobilizing it. You're our best source of promoting this training throughout your community, to your neighbors, to other schools, to other agencies, and that's all we ask in return. And in exchange, the training's yours.
Exactly. And so if you want to get up and started, visit moodle.albertamentors.ca. You can see here in the manual, you just click create an account, create your account, and the only thing you have to do is select your organization. So if you're not already a part of one, select other authorized users. Once you're in, you'll see the Orientation for Mentors course. You simply click into that. And there's instructions right on there as to how to enter it. But here in this manual, we include exactly how to do it. So you just need to put in a key. It's just AMP, lowercase AMP, which is the enrollment key to get into the course. But it does say that in the course description, so don't worry about forgetting that. Once you're in, you load up the modules, which are a set of dynamic modules that Jody had talked about earlier. And you kind of go through and answer questions. So you'll hear a lady talking about why become a mentor and all the important parts of the training, but then you'll be interrupted and the first question is, who is your mentor? And it'll ask that. And then as you go through the training, which takes approximately an hour if you're taking your time, you get all of these questions summarized into an answer sheet that you can save or print off, and either, depending on how your mentoring organization wants to do it, bring it into your training or share it with them. And then also you get a certificate of completion, which indicates to the organization that you're with that you have done the training. And so once you're done that, you exit, You get a certificate saying that you're done, and that's all there is to it.
So for our friend at the school who asked about, we like how the students can be asked to bring in their answers for conversations, you have that capability with this training.
Totally.
And that's something that we heard. It wasn't about it this pass or fail. It was about people completing and having that knowledge and that opportunity to reflect. So that's why that has changed from the previous training.
So one of the questions before we get into the next section, Corey, if our school or our agency is a Google school or an Apple school, if we do Chromebooks, if we do, you know, Windows tablets or Samsung, Android mobiles, what do we need to use to do this training?
Pretty much anything. We've developed the training so that it's responsive. So if you're on a phone, you can do it on a phone. You just log in through your phone the same way as anyone would on a desktop or an iPad, and it'll adapt to whatever device you're using. And so it makes it way more accessible than it used to be, and quite easy to use.
So in theory, students could take it home and do it on a home device, a parent's phone or something like that. They don't have to be at the school to complete this training, or they don't have to be at the community agency.
They can be on a bus on their way home and do it before they get home. So it makes it super accessible. And as well, Jody mentioned earlier, if you're doing it as a group. If you're doing mentoring as a large group in a school, or just a large group in a in-person training sort of thing, Jody mentioned that you can do it as we're going to have offline modules available that we'll be sharing with our partners in the soon future here. But as well, if instead of having 100 mentors sign up and confirm their accounts and do it individually, you can send us a list of names and we'll create you a batch of accounts and send that to you quickly. So if you're a school, you can be really nimble and just have your students come in, log in, do the training really quickly without the hassle of having to actually create an account. And then reporting. So if you're a mentoring organization, you're applied as a partner, we accept you, we add you to the training. We also give you an account so that you can track the progress of your mentors doing that. So if we've given you an account, you log into the Orientation for Mentors course, and then on the right-hand side there'll be a user report for your specific organization or school.
And is that live updating? Is that ongoing?
As soon as someone completes it, or as soon as someone starts the training, they'll be added to the list, so you know that they started the training. And if it doesn't say complete, they haven't completed it, so you can bug them to finish the training. And then when the course is complete, what they get is that answer sheet that has all the questions, such as who was a mentor in your life, and what were some of their qualities. And then it goes on to answer or ask a whole bunch more, but that they can save that to their own device or send that to the mentoring organization. And then they can log in at any time to reaccess that. Or as well, if they haven't completed the training, they can do half the 30 minutes of the training and log in at a different point in time and just pick up right where they ended off.
Jody, can I ask you why the decision was made in the training to go with more open-ended self-reflection questions than, say, a rigorous multiple choice test about mentoring trivia?
Well, I talked a little bit about that. We were hearing it. This isn't you pass or fail to be a mentor. It was really about, and we were hearing it from across the province, saying we just really want that opportunity for people to really get a sense of what the mentoring experience, the impact, what it can be like. And again, when we heard from schools and agencies, it's the beginning of training, and I know in the frequently asked questions, I was hoping that it would have more content. I need to go more in depth. That allowed for some of the questions you'll see at the end, like, I'm still wondering about this. So it became just part of a process and not this pass fail, yes, you can be a mentor or not. It's our people understanding and really being able to reflect on what they would like to get out of the experience. So that was important to be integrated, go away from that you must get a 75% to pass. And I was glad to hear you said there were some comments already of people saying they really liked that piece. Because that's exactly why we built it in.
Great. And then, as Jody said, the frequently asked questions section here, we've answered some of these, but I kind of want to focus on one down there. It's, I'm hard of hearing or have accessibility problems. The training is fully captioned. So if you have your audio off, you can still do the training and you can see the captions as they come through, or you can see the caption if you're more of a visual learner, that can help you as well. But as well, it has the lady that talks throughout it too. So it kind of hits all points of your all senses, except for maybe smell. So we have other things in this document, such as further training opportunities. If you go to the Alberta Mentor site, you can learn more about our online mentee training. We have a hosting a teen mentor training event toolkit that you can access as well. And then we have our school resources, such as the High School Teen Mentoring Handbook and Activity Book, which we'll talk about more here soon, but they have also been just recently revised.
As we've been talking, one of our friends of the AMP from Alberta Education chimed in that the Teen Mentoring Toolkit is in the process of being translated, and Alberta Education was looking at having the revised High School Teen Mentoring Handbook and Activity Book translated. So that might be underway. Again, no ETA exactly on it, but it is something that they will be looking at. So your feedback is appreciated there.
So if you want to go through the manual, as we said, it's linked in the handouts. If you want to get started, or if you have any questions, do email us, mentor.support@albertamentors.ca. Or if you're not a partner, please apply as a partner at albertamentors.ca/partner.
So Corey, are there any other tech specifications that we should share with the audience, or any other issues from the tech side that we think we solved?
I think we touched on most of them, but if you do encounter any problems, we will try to fix those, as this is a new training. So if you do encounter a problem as you load up the training and are going through it and you can only get halfway through it, we would love to hear where that happened. So do get in touch with us and we'll fix it right away.
And email addresses, do you have to have a certain, do you have to use a certain kind of Gmail or email or school-based email to get into the training?
You should be able to use any email to sign up. The way the process works is you create an account, and then you have to just confirm your email, and then you're all set to go. If you have any troubles in that process, do get in contact with us, and we will confirm your account or create an account for you.
And if you're anything like me, probably check the junk folder. That seems to be where half of my missing emails turn up. So, yeah. Jody.
I think it's good about the tech. Corey, we just maybe want to speak a bit to the voice, and it is an automated voice, correct? Still, that is on there, just around that piece of Blur Aware.
Yeah. So just so everyone's aware, the voice is an automated voice. So it is a female computer voice, I suppose. And so you might at some points in time go, "Oh, does that sound right?" It does sound quite good, to be honest. But we have heard that people would prefer a real human being talking, so that it sounds a little more sincere and not so robotic.
We've heard she has a slight Pentium accent.
Exactly.
That's a 1990s joke for those of you on the line.
So our plans are to eventually we will integrate a real voice into it. But until then, it does sound good, but it is an automated voice.
Yeah, thank you.
And part of that is as our process evolves, we'll be looking at that too. So other tools to highlight as Jody, do you want to share some more about how you use other AMP tools in your agency or your school?
Yeah, and even examples across the province from a school perspective. On this list, the High School Teen Mentoring Resource, as our Alberta Ed contact just commented, that's newly updated. And that is a great handbook that goes with the training, specifically designed for the teen mentors. But I'll be quite honest, if you're in a community agency, I recommend looking at the High School Teen Mentoring Handbook resource. It used to be available in print. I know that through ALICE isn't available, but what's exciting about that from a school perspective, my son's in grade 12. He goes to Burke Church High School in Airdrie, where they offer mentoring. Every one of his classes, they use Google. You know, he has to access resources for every class. You can very easily take these resources from the high school team and upload them into your mentoring course, or if you're the key contact in that school. And it's very easy for teens to have this resource handbook available electronically now, even though it's not in print. And we know, you know, they can access by their phone, with their iPads, laptops. So I think it's an exciting opportunity that to download. Again, the Teen Mentoring Toolkit, if, you know, you don't have an agency around you, you want that toolkit allows you from start to finish how to integrate the online mentor training, how actually to have a day a half a day. We had two different schedules in there. How to put on your own teen mentoring forum and bring teens together and train them all together. That's a great resource. You can use it in its entirety or just a portion of it. And again, AMP's done a really great job at advancing the research portal. So if you're looking, especially if you're looking from a school perspective or agency and you've got your strategic plans or your three-year plans, and you're needing to connect some of that trauma-informed, the even looking at strength-based, different types of mentoring that can help augment those plans that you're working on, it's a really great resource to go into that portal. I'll hand it over to you now, Michael, to talk about the exciting unveiling of a new resource.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thanks to our friends at Alberta Education. And Jody, I think your fingerprints are all over this one too. The new high school teen mentoring activity book and handbook are going to be, we're going to be going through with the resource with one of the authors in our Alberta Education supporter, Megan Cox, on November 16th from 12 to 1 p.m. So it's another lunch and learn. Now, don't be deceived that this resource is just for schools or it's about high school students only. I took about 30 minutes and read through the resource cover to cover last week, and it is fantastic. The content in there is great, whether you're in a community-based mentoring relationship, whether you're an agency looking for group activities, whether you're running a conversation cafe or a homework club or something. There's great, no matter what kind of mentoring program or what format of mentoring program you're in, there's great activities. It's very thoughtful. It's well put together. I thought that some of the activities are really fun and engaging, ranging from like making a CD case together with your mentee, thinking about who they are and identity and all of that, and the conversation starters. I thought it was just great, and I'm clearly jazzed about it. So can't wait to share more about that and hear more.
Yeah, and just Jody here, just a quick one thing we heard too. That I highly recommend that activity book getting in the hands of adult mentors as well. We heard that there are a lot more youth, so we really look developmentally activities that you can use with younger children and older youth, and that's really was something we heard. So there's some really great, and how it links to brain development as well. So if you're mentoring youth as well, it can be a really great resource as well.
We have a couple other comments and questions to share before we wrap up the webinar. So if you do have other thoughts, please chime into the chat box and I'll try and read through them now. Amy asked, how do we get mentor answers emailed to the mentoring agency? Corey, do you want to comment on that?
So the process we have in place right now is that when the mentor finishes their training, they get their answers on a sheet. And so you'd have to instruct them to either save it to their computer or device, or print it, or simply re-log in, whether it's in-person training, whether they come to in-person training or whatnot.
Yeah, so that's a step they'll need to take with their with the account there, and they have access to that. Is there a cost for mentors who are outside of Alberta? No, there's not. Again, just sign up as an AMP partner, and we'll help support you through that process. Is there a place that I could get a list of the topics covered in the training? We recommend that just go to the training site. There's a bit of an outline there. And if you need more detail on that, we can connect with you and support you. Is there a printable version of the training for review, or if they want an offline copy? Corey, you commented on that. You can connect them.
Yeah, the offline training is being developed right now. And so once that's available, we'll let everybody know. Whether it's a printable version, well, printable worksheets to use, but the training itself will be, you will need a device to use it.
Yeah, so if you're worried about bandwidth, or if you're in an isolated location with bad Wi-Fi, we can connect you there. Another school gave an example that they're using the handbook like a textbook for the CTS course, and the activity guide is helpful to give ideas and concrete themes of activities, what to do with the mentees. We also note that activities for junior high age mentees have been added to the revised activity book as well, too. Another question, go ahead,
yeah,
Jody.
That's why we were very intentional about the youth. And I love that comment from the school. If you do the online training and use that handbook, yeah, you're hitting a lot of that CTS course in it. And again, it may not be printable. You can print it at the school or in your agency, but it's still, you can at least download it and have it available electronically.
Yeah. Question about how much time does the basic online mentoring 101 take? Again, we estimate about an hour. Again, this could go longer or shorter, depending on how thoughtful your self-reflection is and how long you go on there. Again, if you have to stop her at any time, it saves your progress. So that's very helpful too. So if you decide to do it in chunks, then yeah, you could break it up into 15 minutes a day. We had another question about doing it outside of province. That's great that we're getting out of province inquiries and support too. It's again, we believe we're part of the Canadian mentoring movement, and we want to support all kids wherever they are. And we're excited to have your feedback on how we can support all young people be successful. Some notes of gratitude and thanks. We're very happy to hear that. And I think we're running through the questions. If you have anything else, we'll give you a minute now. Jody, did you have anything you wanted to add before we plug our next webinar?
No, I think that's it. I just want to thank you for the opportunity and for all of you who are joining in and learning about this new, as I said, it's been a passion project for mine because I just feel across so many provinces, countries, that this does make a difference. And I thank you all for being committed to doing that and supporting this training.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jody. And once again, we'll plug we plug the high school activity book webinar coming up. We've also got this webinar coming up with the Child Welfare League of Canada and the Canadian Association of Social Workers. At any time, we encourage you to get in touch with us, mentor.support@albertamentors.ca. For those of you who came on the call today and you are not currently doing the training, we hope that this helps you get started in the training and get engaged. If we can help you in any way, please let us know. Please connect with us. And we ask that for those of you who are doing the training or who have used it, could you please share it on your Facebook, your social media, in your staff room, talk to other people in your community. Some people who are not going to enter formal mentoring relationships could still benefit from this knowledge, from thinking about it. Please share the training. We want to get it out there, and hopefully it serves as a confidence booster to help more Albertans realize that they too don't have to be superheroes, but they might just feel like one by becoming a mentor. So thank you all very much for your time today. We really appreciate it. Look forward to any other questions that you send in. Our email's in the chat box. Thank you again, Jody. You're fantastic, and we appreciate all of your support. And a big thank you from the whole AMP team and all of those folks to Corey Dodge here, who helped build this whole training and who modestly left himself off of the thank you list, but he did a fantastic job in bringing it together and making it usable. And no, it's not his robot voice. That's a different robot voice, but we'll be looking into that in future. So have a wonderful day, everyone. Thank you very much for your support, and we will follow up with you soon.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Please visit www.albertamentors.ca to see our resources, explore our content, and learn more about how you can expand and enhance your mentoring program. Please subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever you find your podcast. And please take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can watch our webinars and take more of our great content back to your mentoring program. If you have a guest or a topic you would like covered on our show, please shoot us an email. We want to hear your mentoring challenges and celebrate your big wins. Reach out to us at mentor.support@albertamentors.ca